How would you describe that scene of watching the first cry out model of Dalal Street at the Harshad Mehta scam, the other scams that took place?
Oh, they were all the times of our lives. That Harshad, according to me, was never guilty of any wrongdoing. He just gamed the system which was already there. Each episode was some 40-45 minutes. In my house, each episode would run to 2 hours. And the first experience which I told you, where I was completely blown away by the energy of that place, was, well, I wouldn't boast about that right now. I think dentistry has moved on tremendously too. Whether one should make a career of it, I would say there is no better career place if finances are not a difficult thing for you.
In 1998-99, when I started my investment journey in through mutual funds, I realized where the hell I was all these years. The insights blew up my mind. The insights that gives you a lot of clarity on your financial planning for future. And not just future, your presence also requires equal amount of planning as well. I got my mentors and all very later in life, and they definitely played a very important role. While I imagined coming to Dalal Street many years back, purely because the promising scope of investments and the journey of wealth creation just took me off my feet. Today, I am discussing this journey from dentistry to Dalal Street, part 2, with our guest, Mr. C.K. Narayan. Sir, you mentioned about your first steps into Dalal Street. The chaos was not chaos. It was buzzing with energies. How would you describe that scene of watching the first cry out model of Dalal Street at today's BSE?
Yeah, you see, we all enter into the markets with this very clearly stated goal that I got to make money.
Yeah.
But the first time I went to the old stock exchange building and stood outside the ring, what really struck me with tremendous force was the energy level of that place. So it was at that moment that I realized that it's not just about making money. It's all about how the money was being made.
Wow, you changed the whole paradigm.
Yeah, it just changed the paradigm. In the sense, I said, this place is electrifying. So much of pushing and shoving and shouting and cuss words and backslapping and hi-fis and whatever you call it, all forms of expression.
मुझे एक curiosity है इसमें कि when people used to, because I have seen images and videos of it, right? I have so when someone is shouting, how do you know your message is going to the right person?
Oh yeah, so that is what we all PhD'd on.
Okay, right? That is undisclosed secret.
Unwritten. You just pick it up in the ring, because there's cacophony all around, right?
Right.
And then there is eye contact. And at a later stage, somewhere around, I would think, 93, 94, 95. By that time, I was there already, and the new ring and all had started. But then it was still open outcry.
Right.
And the first experience which I told you, where I was completely blown away by the energy of that place, was way back, I think, in 79 or thereabouts, 1979. And from that moment, that energy just sank its claws inside me and never let go.
Wow.
And it does not
never
let go even.
Yeah, you were possessed.
Possessed is the correct word. Absolutely correct word.
Right.
So, and I am happy to still remain possessed.
Wow. So do you keep that degree of yours? Dentally? Is it somewhere in your cabin?
Yes, it is very much there in the original frame that I had put it up in my clinic also.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I practiced for a few years as a dentist.
Do you still have that finesse?
Well, I wouldn't boast about that right now.
No.
I think dentistry has moved on tremendously too. And today what people learn, what people use, is a far, far cry from what I learned back in the mid-70s.
But,
But anyway, coming to here.
Sorry to put you in, but just on the interesting aspect, taking advantage of your presence here also, did you ever felt that agar market mein kuch nahi hua ya kuch nahi chala, to I at least have a profession to back up on? Did you have a backup plan keeping that in mind?
No, I never thought of it that way. Okay. Because I was all in.
You were all in. Wow. So no plan B.
In fact, sometime around 87, 88, the market really went through very trying times. Mm. And business was quite tough and very low. And it's very difficult to make money during that time. And there were people, of course, who knew me, my background and all that. So there was one fellow who was a good friend of mine. He was elder to me, much elder. And he was staying near my house. And he came one day to my house. And then he told me, ki yaar, market to abhi gaya. But you don't have to suffer that fate. You have an alternative.
So people telling you you have an alternative.
And then I have this friend of mine who's just behind our house. I knew that dentist who was practicing there. He says he wants to quit because he's a little older now and he wants to give up his clinic. Why don't you take it up? Oh, this will be a good thing. You'll return to your roots and all that.
And plus, we don't want competition.
I should thank you very much, but I'm wedded to the market and I would like to stay
wedded. You are fully sold in. Yeah. You are all in with your chips.
Absolutely.
Wow. So this is fantastic. And of course, markets hain to mentors bhi honge and someone who has made a transition from a very different world to inside. So what's the Jimin Bhai is a very famous Bollywood character also. In a lot of movies, you will find Jimin Bhai. Yeah. So in your case, was Jimin Bhai your mentor?
Yeah, he was the mentor of the first order, you could say. First because order. He's the guy, you know, who took me to the markets, right. Showed me the thing. He took me to his office and I started trading with him and started learning the ropes.
Right.
Lost money, made money, all of that happened. But he was instrumental in a very large way in making me, what I became later on. But subsequent to that, when we moved on, when the markets moved on, became electronic and all that, so the Chiman Bhais of the world were left far behind.
Right.
And it became a suited booted area with FIs and all kind of coming in by 93, 94.
Wow.
And the character of the market changed and that curious mindset of mine remained and I made more transitions. Mm. So I moved away after the start of this electronic trading when I realized within about some 2-3 months of its commencement that I know everything about the old way. And I know very little about the new market which is emerging.
But that's exactly my next question will be on the new markets.
Yeah.
But before that, you know, there is this popular joke on equity investors, traders and all. So somebody asked the trader that, how do you sleep at night? He says, I sleep like a baby. So come on, it's not possible in the market, high stakes. How can you sleep like a baby? He said, I ask my wife, I get up every hour and cry. So how was your experience? How has your nights been?
Well,
were there times where you will really lose your mind and not sleep?
For that, I have to maybe really give credit to a personality trait, which is that I can put things behind me very quickly.
Wow.
So I don't really dwell on what has happened. It's like, in that sense, you can say that I'm like a child even today. It's more like, abhi kya ho raha hai, abhi kya karna chahiye types.
Right.
So that's good and bad.
Right.
Because for me, it is very good because I don't mope and I don't stay in that mood at all.
Right.
But for people outside of me, it becomes a little difficult to deal with because they feel that, you know, this man is unemotional. तो ऐसा नहीं है. आई फील डीपली इमोशनल. आई क्राई अ लॉट इन मूवीज ऑल्सो. एंड इफ यू हैव अ ग्रेट पीस ऑफ म्यूजिक देन दैट ऑल्सो ब्रिंग्स टीयर्स टू माई
आईज. आई क्राई व्हेन वायलिन इज प्लेड एक्चुअली.
सो इमोशंस आर वेरी मच देयर बट देन dwelling upon them has never been my
right
long suit.
I think this will be the most difficult part to practice for the people who are looking at investments and stuff. Ki raat ki neend agar ud rahi hai to that is people translated as well, that is not your profession. Agar raat ki neend ud rahi hai
isme wo reason hai na ki we all came into it for money like I said.
Yeah right.
But it's a way that the money is being made.
Right.
That was my grabbing point.
So will it be fair? Sorry.
It's always about outwitting.
Outwitting is the, of course, the formula.
Yeah.
And that everything
so
sums
you're,
up
you're
there.
You're so much into that.
Yeah.
You have no time to mope.
Right.
You have no time to look back. Ki bhai, abhi kya kare?
Right.
How do I get back on my feet and, you know, make back what I lost or... How do I make more of it? Or?
Literally, the Harshad Mehta scam, the other scams that took place.
Oh, they were all the times of our lives. Absolutely.
What happened at that time? Did you sleep?
No.
Was that hit the market big?
I'll
big
tell way. You this. If you had something, you know, whatever, something which grows with you, say your puppy, for example. And then you expect your puppy to grow in a normal way. And in a matter of some 3 years, your puppy grows tenfold. How would that feel for you? You know, it'll feel something completely out of touch with reality types.
Right.
That's what happened to the market. That's what Harshad did to the market.
Right. No, it's something very interesting because you talk about a temperament. We are seeing the temperament coming out.
Yeah, you would
right?
have read about it.
Yes.
I lived through it.
Yeah, I think that's the whole difference.
That's you know, the difference.
We have newspaper ke headlines. Mein padha hai.
Wo jo serial tha na, Harshad ka.
Oh, yes.
The scam.
Yes, the scam.
Each episode was some 40, 45 minutes
right.
approximately, I would think, typical. In my house, each episode would run to 2 hours. Because at every stage... We would pause
would
it.
Pause and oh
then I would
God.
Explain what happened here. Because in a serial, they have to cut and go.
Yes, of course.
So only if you know the background, you will really understand.
Wow.
So
the rope how care, close was Cam to the reality that episode? Was the genesis correct?
See, it was completely true to what happened. But what okay. people, I don't know if they got the takeaway... was that Harshad, according to me, was never guilty of any wrongdoing. He just gamed the system which was already there.
Right.
He just gamed it. And he gamed it better than anybody else.
Right.
His quote, which is well documented, and people ask him, what is the next sector and this and that. And his answer to that was, India is a turnaround story. And this he said in 1991, 1992, nobody even had a glimpse of it. He said, India is the turnaround story. And that's like full stop. You don't need to say anything more. Another guy came along 8 years later and reset some more paradigm. But he was a lot more restricted. I'm talking about Ketan Parekh Sarek. And that was a lot more restricted in its, you know...
In its impact.
Yeah,
and its,
in the entirety, you could say that he focused on certain things and they were known as Ketan stocks. But it is Harshad's market and Ketan stocks. So that should tell you the difference between the two.
In fact, you mentioned that we have a new we have a current government. While we have all seen the transformation that has taken place for us within India and some of us who travel abroad, we go for conferences, we speak at events. There has been a paradigm shift with regards to the people coming from India. There's a lot of attention given now. You know, if there's someone Indian in the room, they're like, come forward.
Yeah,
you know, like they want to hear what's going on.
True.
What are the changes that you are seeing in the investors' behavior? Especially global investors with context to India. Your quick takeaway and your quick observation on that.
See, around 97 or so, I came to the realization that the old way is all dead and gone and newer markets are there. So the first thing I did is make a transition from being very retail focused into institution focused.
Okay.
So I started servicing domestic institutions. I left being an entrepreneur and I actually took up employment. And I serviced all domestic institutions. And this went on till about 2000, 2001. When foreign investors started coming back once again. They first came in 93. That was the first flush. And then again, they started by about 2001, 2 and all that.
And I think so regulations were also just paving.
Yeah, everything was opening up slowly. Right. And the markets were changing. So I realized that I need to shift focus now to this foreign institution stuff. So I moved jobs and spent 1 year trying to get employed by some larger outfits which cater to this foreign broking. And I was lucky enough to land a job. And then as a part of my job there servicing foreign investors, I used to travel. I actually got to travel quite a bit. And that was a huge eye-opener. And I would say between, let's say, 2002 till about 2007-08, when the big bust-up happened across the globe, India was a performing market. So, okay, everything was higher in India in terms of returns. So they were interested purely from a returns angle. So if they could make a net of 7% back home, India, they could make a net of about 12%. So that was good enough.
Yeah, the return arbitrage was
that's
right.
So they were all doing that. But subsequent to all that, when I realized that I had learned whatever I had to learn from that, I quit that. And then I set up my own outfit. This is about 2011. And I continued to travel on my own because I had established very good set of contacts with lots of funds and lots of broking outfits and big banks and all that. So I used to travel and, you know, like you've mentioned that things are very different now. This is what was the progressive change which started happening after 2013 in particular.
Right.
Because so many downtrends started happening overseas, not only in just markets, but in their larger economies and all that. If you take a look at, you know, the 10-year trends, the bond yield trends, they started actually crumbling much earlier. We are talking about them now and all that, but they already started crumbling. So the attention on India has been growing progressively, not just now, but ever since somewhere around 2010-11, which is when we got out of the trough which was created by the 2008 you know, Armageddon type decline. And then in my own travel, of course, they would not be as frequent as it was when I was employed. But the scenario every time would be larger and larger interests. As recent as maybe a year ago, and I was in Hong Kong and I also traveled to Singapore and I met up with old contacts. And the difference this time was palpable, meaning earlier when I used to go, say 2003, 2004, 2005, they would all be sitting at their desk and I would be, you know, kind of driving something or the other, and they would all sit at their desk while they are attending to various markets. This time around, and said, "Hey, I'm in town. You want to meet?" I said, "Oh, yes, of course. You want to meet? When you want? I'll call this fellow. I'll call that fellow."
Wow!
And then there were 5-6 guys who came, and they paid. For a change. Like earlier, it was always me who paid.
I think that's the shift, the little shift, and
that's
stuff.
That's a major shift.
It's a major shift.
So then they all wanted to hear what's happening, what's the change, this, that. And even though I specialize in a certain area of the market, which is not really macro, but I do keep track of all macros because everything impacts the market.
And so everything is connected at the end of the day.
I need to know all those. So, but then they were so much with it about India and stuff which is happening right down to the ground level. And everybody now knows Mr. Modi. And I think he's at the root of all this in creating that transformation of interest in India.
Yeah.
And you can feel that right down to the smallest business level.
Yes, everybody is interested. In fact, you touched a very important point. And transformation comes with a lot of... Transformation can only be sustainable if they are backed by regulations and comprehensive framework. I have two, three quick questions for you on this. First and foremost, in your experience, what are the landmark regulations that benefited the market and market participants from technology perspective, as well as from trading and settlement? You can pick any one of them.
I would probably put the first one to formation of SEBI.
Right? SEBI formation itself was a...
That was a huge step forward because prior to SEBI, you know, we were all part of a country club, you know, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes, right? Absolutely.
And then SEBI came in and they transformed the whole thing.
Yeah.
And people realized that, you know, there are things like norms and, you know, behavioral patterns and then regulations to be adhered to and all that. And that took time.
Right.
And it went on. So I think...
Formation of SEBI
and SEBI starting to flex its muscles in the later years. First three, 4 years, they were also very feeling their way around.
Mm.
Then the second big transformation, I would say, is the second round of the advent of the FIs.
Mm.
Because by that time, these regulations were in.
Right.
You know, market size had become a bit larger.
Yeah.
The older style of lots of fly-by-night fellows who would come in and cash a boom and then never to be seen again. Mm. All that was over.
Yeah.
Because SEBI brought in certain kind of standardization of the kind of stocks which could be brought to the market.
I heard someone saying that SEBI tapered the cowboy culture in the country.
Yeah,
right?
It was as significant as that. Completely that way.
Mm.
And then when they saw that the markets are becoming better and opportunities are plenty because we were a growing economy in any sense of the term.
Right.
And so that expanded the market substantially.
Mm.
And then, of course, we had that 2007-8 boom and all that, which brought in more people, down bust, everything.
Mm.
India started getting more and more aligned.
Right.
Right. Technology happened to the market in 94, actually. We moved from an open outcry to the screen-based trading in 94.
Right.
But it was not really thought. It was just thought of as a means of transacting.
Placing your order and then
transact.
Just,
But internet penetration, arrival, and then the internet boom and all the technology enablement which happened, it just broke the barrier of information asymmetry. See, the old market existed because of tremendous asymmetry in availability of information. That is what led to the insiders and andar ki khabar and everything was driven by that and rampant insider trading and all that. So, in the 2010 and after that is when this asymmetry was completely broken. That everybody knew everything very soon.
Right.
So television channels came up.
Right.
You know, okay, CNBC was there in 2000, somewhere there.
Right.
You know, I did my first interview on CNBC way back in 2000, I think.
Right.
But television boom happened in the 2010 and after. 8, 9, 10 and thereafter.
Right.
And then so many channels.
Right.
Then channels in Hindi and regional.
I think that contained the culture and helped us spread the culture of investments because the information mil raha hai pure time.
And information instantaneously mil raha hai.
Right.
Otherwise, you had to read.
Hmm.
And for read, you had to be educated, you had to have access, you had to have ability to understand what is written. Ab television aur baki sab aakar ke wo sab inabilities ko tod diya.
Right.
Ki you could look at somebody who would just, you know, kind of capsulate that whole thing into a 2 minute stuff and give it to you. And for most people, that 2 minute stuff was enough for them to make up their mind.
Right, totally.
So that just exploded. So market just went off into another, the great leap forward, I would say again. So 2010, 2020 mein wo ho gaya.
Right.
Ab jo hai, 2020 mein, whole lot of new people came. So just to put a number on it, you had about 4 or 5 crore demat accounts prior to 2020. By 2022, that became something like 12 crore demat accounts, and that is and still kind of counting. All these people who came in for various reasons. That is not germane. The point is, they had no baggage of the old because there were lots of new people, youngsters at that, and people from other businesses, other walks of life. But now with access to information, now with ability or the availability of a paid service, like I don't know, but I can hire you to give me an update. So all these things happened.
I think, yeah,
and people had huge amount of time on their hand, 2020 through 22, and they had nothing else to do. And all this changed the paradigm of the market again. So I think COVID is also a huge reset.
Absolutely.
So everything came together there. The old ways, people are still there. People from my generation, let's say, we know the old ways. But if you kept up, like I've managed to keep up with what is happening, you're also part of the new generation.
Right.
Whereas the new set of people who came in substantial number. And the difference was all these people came in with money.
Right. This is a post-COVID.
Yeah, but this is a post-COVID. Yeah. Because parents wanted, gave money to their children, jaake soda kar leke.
Right.
Whereas we had to scrimp and save and here and put $1,000 in and all of that. In people fact, from other businesses came in with the money from that business.
Right.
So you had information, you had capital, you had availability, asymmetry was gone of information, you had facility to transact, mobile pe aa gaya, pad pe aa gaya, on your desktop, everything, people had the time. So they learned, some didn't learn, everything happened. So I think COVID
was a
technology had already come by 2010 and had started eating into the market. Working.
Right.
That had already happened. But I think COVID, it's not a market item, but it's a paradigm shift in the way we are today. You know.
In fact, that brings me to a question, and I would want to understand from you is seeing that there's a lot of interest coming in from students, early teenagers, and even my community and friends speak about ki hamare bete ko sikha do. You go and speak at colleges, institutions, you are, you know. Do you think this investment, investments into markets is also keenly accepted or, you know, students are showing good interest in taking this as a career? So that's my first question. Second is, do you think equity trading can become employment guarantee kind of service which one can explore?
Yeah, the first one is about the interest.
Interest coming in,
In the youngsters. Now, like I said, it is all post-2020 that it's grown multifold, right? It's good news and a little bit of bad news. In the sense, it's good news because everybody is coming to the market, market size is growing, et cetera, et cetera. It's also a little bit of bad news because all these people have seen only the good side of the market. Post 2020, the market has been booming like crazy.
Booming like one-sided.
So, for people who do not know, who do not have the benefit of history, and who are not bothered to read about it,
of course,
for them, this is the reality. They think that market is a place, it's a panacea for all my problems. Right. And you just go there, make some money and come back.
Right.
Wo to hona nahi hai. Market has its cycles, and these people will all take a hit somewhere down the road.
Right.
And they are not ready for it.
Right.
But then there is a follow-up good news. The follow-up good news is that there are so many people, like people of my generation and who have all experienced all that, who can educate these people into what they should learn and what they should expect realistically.
Right.
So if they take the pains to do that, they will survive whatever hit will come.
So you will recommend it as a career choice?
Right now, I think in this market, I would say number one thing is to learn about financial markets as a whole. And of course, methodologies come and go. Every year brings up its own type of methodology. So methodologies ka koi kami nahi hai.
Right.
But the thing is, there should be a willingness to learn. Unfortunately, the awareness to learn, willingness to door ki baat hai, awareness that you should learn comes after you have lost a big bundle.
So pehle,
right?
Yeah,
and then they say, "Arey yaar, ye to meri galti hai." Finally, they have to wake up to that fact ki this was my mistake.
Right.
And then they come to the point ki now I think I should learn about it. Hmm. It's better that you know, hear people talk about it and speak to some of the people who have gone down that road and right. say, is this for real, this whole thing which is happening? What is happening is for real. Hmm. Because real dollars and cents are being made and lost.
Totally.
Right?
I think well so, said. Yeah.
But they need to know, you know, where to get off the train also and, you know, learn to live wherever they get off. That is very essential.
I think, yes, there's more to do with learning about the various dynamics. So education, learning about your skills of the trade is never going to be out of fashion. You need it every single day to familiarize with markets, study it better. You have lecturers coming like yours, you know, faculties like yours coming in and
so
dressing.
That also answers your second question.
Absolutely.
Is whether one should make a career of it.
Yeah.
Now, I may be biased because I've spent the past five decades almost in this.
Yeah.
But still, I would say there is no better career place if finances are not a difficult thing for you. If you're not way too bad with maths, basic maths, you know, you don't need to be a whiz. And if you continue to have a curious mind, because absolutely anything and everything affects a market.
Absolutely.
So you cannot get slotted in one area and say, ki main yehi karunga to kaam chal jayega. No. And finally, I would say it is one of the best careers for women, particularly housewives who are educated, but not really taken up a job for various reasons. See, I'll put it simply like this. Let's say you're a married woman. By 8:30, your kids are gone off to school. And max by 9 o'clock, your husband has gone off to office. And your bhai is going to come at 11. And she's going to do her stuff. And you may have to police her for an hour. Then there's no disturbance till about 4 o'clock when your kids start coming back from school. And 6 o'clock or something, your husband's come back. So you have the whole market which plays out during 9:15 to 3:30.
Totally.
And
wow.
You can be completely undisturbed. And all you want to do is learn a little bit. Get on this psyche that this is not a place for women. Because that is a commonly held...
No. It's very nice that you're mentioning something this, because one of the series we are working on is Soft Economics, which highlights the women contribution or women coming into financial stream, you know, mainstream.
Yeah, yeah.
And when the husband is coming home, instead of saying, how was your day? You should ask, how was your market day?
Yeah, seriously.
What did you do in the trading hours?
What did you do? Which cereal did you see?
Market dekha gaya.
Women are throwing away a huge portion of their life where they can just transform their lives.
Oh, so, I think this is fantastic. I'm definitely going to be having you as a guest on Soft Economics because we need this for sure. Of course, there's a lot to cover and there's a lot of coverage to be done on multiple topics that we can discuss and think loud with you. I would like to know, in 2023, what is it that you removed from your ether and what is it that you're taking along in 2024?
I think it's not just about 23 or 24 or any year. I think every year, the main thing that I focus on and everybody should focus on, it's just to get some greater clarity in thinking with all the things that you have gone through during the year. The various information that you have received and digested, or what lies ahead is all already in your mind because you are mapping it out. Then life happens around you and then you adjust your course. But us mapping ke liye aapka khud ka clarity of thinking nahi hai. So that map will be very hazy.
Right. Totally.
So I think every opportunity that we get in any year should be taken as an opportunity to clarify some element of your own thinking. So whether it is through experiences, whether it is through reading, whether it is through, you know, interactions with people who are ahead of you in any road, I think that is something I would want to do every single year of my life.
So what? How I understand it now, because content space mein hai, to samajhna padta hai ki ye isko Gen Alpha kaise translate karega Gen Z. I think you're making a very important reference to uncluttering your mind.
Yes.
Right, and that's where once it's uncluttered, the clarity would just come, and that's exactly what we need for life ahead.
Yeah, absolutely.
And not just any year, but every year. It is good.
In this context, there's something which Sadhguru,
yes, please,
Jaggi Vasudev had said.
Right.
He said, your mind is actually a dustbin, right? Mm. And you just go on gathering all the stuff because you just go on putting it into it. But supposing you bought one high quality steel dustbin, you know, imported from Sweden or something, and you kept it there. Would you live in that? So that is what he asks.
Wonderful.
Just because it's high quality, would you live in that? It's still a dustbin and it's full of kachara. So he said, get it cleared. So your mind is actually a high quality dustbin.
Right.
But it still needs cleansing.
Cleansing.
Right.
I think there can't be any better note to have a pause to this conversation. And we will be having multiple topics discussed with Mr. Narayan. And of course, we're going to go deeper into the Lal Street experience. There is a lot to cover there as well. But thank you so much, sir, for coming over.
Thank you once again for having me here and giving me a chance to sound off on various things.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. I enjoyed every minute of it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.